News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
From the 10th of August, you'll now have to pay to charge your car at all of the ESB's electric charge points. Geraldine Herbert, motoring journalist with the Sunday Independent. Your reaction to this news, Geraldine?
I think it's a bit of a strange decision, to be honest, Shane. I think, first of all, the cost structure, I mean, it's almost virtually the same price as it is to charge the fast charger or the standard. So obviously more people are going to sway towards the fast chargers in that case. And the whole point of introducing the cost for them in November was to free those up because they're pretty rare around the country. The second thing is just the timing of it. This is obviously to support, and there's an ongoing expansion at the moment of the ESB infrastructure. And one of the things they're doing is obviously increasing the number of fast chargers, but they've actually only gone from 70 in November to 90. So there's still a long way to go. So I think they could have waited a bit longer, to be honest, Shane.
Yeah, just by way of background, in case people are thinking, have I not heard this story before? Last year, they introduced charges for the fast, the high-speed chargers. This is now the slower ones. And the technology, I mean, it takes quite a long time to charge a car on these slower ones, doesn't it?
Oh, it takes considerably longer. You're talking about a couple of hours. The whole point of the fast chargers is you can get up to about 80% in 30 minutes. Now, prior to November, the issue was there was very few of them. As I said, there was only 70 around the country. Now, this is out of 1,100 in the entire country. And the problem was people were sitting there for 2 to 3 hours when they didn't need to be. So the point of charging, you know, actually charging people sort of on the for a time limit meant that people only used them to top up and kept going. And it freed up these very rare fast chargers for everyone. Now, as I said, everybody is going to have to pay, and there's very little difference between the charges for both. So I think that's, I think if they are actually a bit too expensive, to be honest, if they're going to introduce the charging on the slow ones.
The ESB's argument is, look, we're spending 20 million upgrading and expanding the public charging network for electric vehicles. We need this pricing to support that investment. Do you buy that line?
Look, that's all well and good, and everybody knew that after a decade of free charging, it was going to come to an end at some stage. But as I said, wait until it's a bit more, that the investment has been in place for a bit longer. There's a bit more upgrade. The network is still very unreliable. As I said, we've only gone from 70 to 90 fast chargers. Now, there has been a few of the standard chargers replaced that were pretty bad, but not all of them. So, I think they could have waited a bit longer. November's not a long time ago, and since they started with the fast charging, with the pandemic and everything else has been slowed down. So, as I said, I think it's a bit of a premature decision.
Okay, Geraldine Herbert, motoring journalist with the Sunday Independent. Thanks for talking to News Talk.